Forrest McDonald's first words at that first meeting, as a matter of fact, were, "Sir, have you no decency?" The wicked Ambrose Bierce never wrote what Richard Weaver, many years after Bierce's demise, called unshakable books. Weaver once insisted to M. Stanton Evans that our task was to write books, or one of our tasks was to write books, that however they may be buffeted about and thrown across the living room in frustration, remained rooted in truth, or in the pursuit of truth, and in the order of things. Now, the wicked Bierce did, however, put together the Devil's Dictionary in the year 1911, which was designed to shake up all unshakable things. His definition of mythology, for example: the body of a primitive people's beliefs concerning its origin, early history, heroes, deities, and so forth, as distinguished from the true accounts which it invents later. Now, it was in the spirit of the latter portion of this definition, or at least partially in that spirit, that George Nash presented to us in 1976 the conservative intellectual movement in America since 1945. Out of a collection of tales put together by stout individualists, sons of the soil, brave former spies and apparatchiks, Gothic wanderers, and rival building contractors of something called a founding, almost all of whom were at the time searching for employment at American universities, foundations, struggling magazines, and later the government, Dr. Nash fashioned a mythology which has served as this society's then and its now for over three quarters of the years of its existence. Now, George Nash is a modest gentleman, and no doubt would be disturbed at the suggestion that he is the chief mythmaker of the Philadelphia Society. But he joined this august tribe just about the time his book did, and has since then, it has become impossible seriously to think about the purposes of this society without recourse to the book. In one way, at our best, we are people of the book. One of our members, citing the importance of Nash's achievement when the Intercollegiate Studies Institute reissued the conservative intellectual movement in 1996, pointed especially to its intellectual good manners. Now, this can be said of the Philadelphia Society in general, mostly. The awkward term associated with its founding, fusionism, one can imagine what Bierce would have done with that, was nevertheless a noble notion that the testy factions of the old right and the new conservatism could indeed find an intellectual coherence to complement its good manners. Insofar as intellectual coherence can be achieved in a room like this, the scholarship and the mythical structure of the conservative intellectual movement in America gives us a great measure of the continuity the society needs as it enters its second half century. For this, we should be grateful to Dr. Nash, mythmaker and author of an unshakable book.